from Northeast Pennsylvania, from New York's Catskills, on either side of the Delaware River. This is Folk Plus, and I'm Angela Page. The show airs Sundays on WJFF and repeats the following Wednesday on folkmusicnotebook.com. I can't do the show without the amazing talents of so many songwriters and musicians. I like to take listeners on a journey through a theme for the hour, so stay tuned and listen for today's theme. Welcome to this hour of Folk Plus. You know, after doing 35, 37 years here on the radio, I've done plenty of themed around the holidays shows. For example, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Black History Month. And so I really wonder why we group these subjects to just a day or a month. But here I am honoring the month of Earth Day. April is Earth Day month. I certainly remember the first one in 1970 when I was on campus at a college, and a lot of the people there were honoring Earth Day with booths and marching, and it has blossomed. I want to thank Christina Hearn for posting the Walter Cronkite commentary on the first Earth Day. She ran our station here, WJFF, for, gosh, a decade or two, and now is out as a mover and a shaker doing other things in the community. But I grabbed this audio from Walter Cronkite from the very first Earth Day. And then I'm going to air some clever songs by creative songwriters on the theme of pollution, taking care of the earth. Thank you for taking this journey with me. Here's Walter Cronkite.
The hoopla of Earth Day is over. The problems remain. Only time will tell if these demonstrations accomplished anything. But let's summarize the points that were brought home today to a lot of people who have missed the point so far. For instance, the militants who see all this as an establishment trick to divert attention from what to them are more urgent concerns, like civil rights, or like Vietnam. They seem to have missed the point that there are no civil rights or peace in a lifeless world. For instance, the politicians who see this as a safe crusade, they seem to have missed the point that it will involve treading on more special interests than ever in our history. For the first time, they may even have to come out against motherhood. For instance, those in industry who see the crisis as only the hysterical creation of do-gooders, they've missed the point if they haven't heard the unanimous voice of the scientists warning that halfway measures and business as usual cannot possibly pull us back from the edge of the precipice. For instance, the too silent majority. The greatest disappointment today was the degree of non-participation across the country, and especially the absence of adults. And the young people who did participate were in a skylark mood, which contrasted rudely with the messages of apocalypse. Those who ignored Earth Day, well, that's one thing. Those who ignore the crisis of our planet, that's quite another. The indifferent have missed the point that to clean up the air and earth and water in the few years science says is left to us means personal involvement and may mean personal sacrifice, the likes of which Americans have never been asked to make in time of peace. The sense of today's teach-in was that America must undertake a revolution in its way of life. Affluent America will, we were told, almost certainly have to scale down its standards of living, give up having as many cars, as many children, as many cans, as many conveniences, as much conspicuous consumption. Someday, we heard today, the world will be a better place if it listens and acts. But in the meantime, perhaps for a generation or more, it will be frighteningly costly to each of us to clean up the mess each of us has made. But the cost of not doing so is more frightening. That's what today's message really means. And those who marched today, and those who slept, and those who scorned are in this thing together. What is at stake and what is in question is survival. This is Walter Cronkite. Good night.
We belong to the earth. We all belong to the earth. belongs to us. It's we belong to her. It's we belong to her. We belong to the earth. We all belong to the earth. It's not that she belongs to us. It's we belong. In sun and in wind and in rain is a seed of what will be. It awakens a power that grows down below. It courses through you and through me. It courses through you and through me. And we belong to the earth.
Long-haired welfare queen freeloaders, when we'd march and sing our songs of understanding, love, and peace. They'd laugh and point their fingers, call us communists and dope fiends, Gandhi-loving tree-huggers who don't respect their country's needs. We were young and easy to ignore, fool enough to think we'd put an end to war. Global warming, 27 wars and counting. The oily rich keep getting richer while the poor just scrape along. Global warming, the ocean's rising to the mountains, and pretty soon it will not matter who was right and who is wrong. There's a fella growing pineapples up in Anchorage, Alaska, where the fish are growing feet from somewhere oil spill disease. He's got an island home in what is left of downtown Mount McKinley, and way down in Kansas City, Kansas, you can smell the ocean breeze. The biggest pile of money still rules the game. The more things change, the more they look the same. Global warming, 27 wars and counting. The oily rich keep getting richer while the poor just scrape along. Global warming, the ocean's rising to the mountains, and pretty soon it will not matter who was right and who was wrong. The makers of the maps, congratulations, you're a country. Now elect yourself a government that'll give us what we need. And if that don't work out, we've got the world's oldest solution. We pit our poor against your poor, convince them they are enemies. The hourglass is running out of sand. Still we pass the torch to young and braver hands and pray. Global warming, 27 wars and counting. The oily rich keep getting richer while the poor just scrape along. Global warming, the ocean's rising to the mountains, and pretty soon who was right and who is wrong. Yeah, they used to call us hippies, long-haired welfare queen freeloaders, when we'd march and sing our songs of understanding, love, and peace.
I remember the breeze, it felt so nice. Like the wind blowing over the ice. No ice, but it was all gone in the blink of an eye. Goodbye, cool world, goodbye. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I remember the sun before the drought, back in the days when we used to go out. No doubt. Now we stay inside and hide from the sky. Goodbye, cool world, goodbye. Why, baby, didn't we open our eyes to the ghost of the future of human demise? Who would have thought back in 2013 we'd go extinct, 'cause we wouldn't go green? I remember the earth, my home, sweet home. 200 degrees in no home. Could I bike? Could I hike? We just didn't try. Goodbye, cool world, goodbye. demise. Who would have thought back in 2013 we'd go extinct, 'cause we wouldn't go green. I remember the Earth, my starter home. Now I'm in space living under a dome. No home. Could I biked, could I hiked, we just didn't try. Goodbye, cool world, goodbye. Could I biked, could I hiked, we just didn't try. Goodbye. Adios, we're toast. Our feet are saying there's too much rain. Sayonara, somebody put out the fire. Goodbye, cool world, goodbye. Okay, April, Earth Day month. We heard there the Cantrells. From their release Weather Report, we heard Goodbye, Cool World. And also a song about climate change, Jamie Michaels doing Warming. Before that, Magpie's great hit, We Belong to the Earth, and we heard Walter Cronkite back from 1970, Airwaves, talking about the first Earth Day. Here from Peter, Paul, and Mary is Paul Stuckey with a song called In These Times. It's from a release called Just Causes, and that's what each song is. A song about a just cause. Here's Paul Stuckey.
There's a warning in the wind that comes wailing through the trees, a depression in the shoreline left by the pounding seas. There is a lesson in the drought that brings a country to its knees in these times. We are dancing with disaster when we live beyond our needs and pretend our hungry souls are not related to our greed. Life's a journey, but it's not about the speed in these times. In these times, we must be mindful of the gift. In these times, use our hands and hearts to lift the fallen spirit in this land, planting flowers in the sand, reaching out a helping hand. In these times, as the perfect storm approaches and the gale around us roars, no longer can we close our eyes or hide behind our doors. Our choice is fewer now by what we've chosen to ignore in this time. The ship of state's drifting and it's getting hard to steer. It's a complicated issue, but the direction's pretty clear. And each of us is who we need to get to there from here in these times. In these times, we must be mindful of the gift. In these times, use our hands and hearts to lift the fallen spirit in this land. Planted in the seeds below and in the stars above. We must listen to its message, become faithful stewards of these times.
Oh, in these times, we must be mindful of a gift in these times. Use our hands and hearts to lift the fallen spirit in this land.
That was the last living coral. There go the old fishing grounds. Everything round here is dying. No living thing to be found. But there is a place of hope and dreams where all of God's creatures survive. We can see the remaining rainforest green and the last coral left alive. There goes the last of the ice. Polar bears are swimming for it. Maybe they'll find Plastic Island if we continue to ignore it. 'Cause there is a place of hope and dreams where all of God's creatures survive. You can see the remaining rainforest green and the last coral left alive. Gather them all, two by two, the swine and the fowl, the lion and you. Into the ark they all go. You can go too, just pay for the show. 'Cause this is that place of hope and dreams where all of God's creatures survive. You can see the remaining rainforest green and the last coral left alive.
It took a thousand generations for our species to rise, but gathering and hunting was no way to get by. We yearned to burn more than dung and sticks. Then someone came along and said, hey, try lighting this. He opened up the ground and showed us coal and oil. Said, come liberate some carbon, it'll make your blood boil. Liberated carbon, it'll spin your burns in my SUV. We can light up the planet like a Christmas tree. Yeah, they say that things are getting hot, but hey, we've got AC. Liberated carbon, it'll spin your wheels. Liberated carbon, it'll nuke your meals. Liberated on a machine. We send an army to the desert to keep this country free. Hey, hey, and to liberate some carbon, baby, for you and me. Liberated carbon, it'll spin your wheels. Liberated carbon, it'll nuke your mills. Liberated carbon, it'll turn your night to day. Hey, hey, come on and liberate some carbon, baby. Liberate some carbon, baby. Liberate some carbon, baby. It's the American way.
April is Earth Day month, and you're hearing clever songwriters commenting on Earth Day topics. You heard Andrew Revkin there, Liberated Carbon. You heard Jason Baker, The Last Coral Left Alive, and from Peter, Paul, and Mary, Paul Stuckey doing In These Times. Now, the next song needs just a little bit of explanation. This is back in 1978, Love Canal. There were birth defects, children were born blind, no ears, several died young. There were 22 tons of buried toxic waste by this company, Hooker Chemical. They paid $20 million in fines, no one went to jail. They sold the land for a buck when homes were built on it, and kids had leukemia, and it seems like no one really paid the price other than the people who are sick living in the area. Here's Patty Larkin's great hit called Metal Drums.
From the time he was a kid, Mark O'Donnell and his buddies would play in the pasture out behind his neighborhood. There were acres of vacant land, and they played as only children can. Ooh, in the pasture. Out in the long tall grass, metal drums were lying in the broken glass. The kids would play with the stuff inside of them. They'd crawl in and roll around, end up spinning around in the summer ground. Metal drums, ah, banging on the metal drums now. Beat that metal drum a little faster. The town of Holbrook, Mass, you're lucky if you got the chance. Working a good job, making a few bucks. And it's fair to McClare, they run that chemical plant down there. Drums, ah, banging on the metal drums now. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster. Joanna Donnell had five kids, and all but one of her kids got sick. She was hard pressed for answers. And on the other side of town, there was a street where all the doctors found every other woman died of cancer. That metal drum a little faster. News broke like a lightning bolt across a red hot sky. In the blue TV light, Joanna Donnell cried. Seemed like the kiss of death hung in the air. And the whole town found out they'd been poisoned for years. The environmental plan put the site on the list of the big top 10 to the tune of 63 million. Thanks to the women and the wives, there's a chain link fence up 8 feet high, but that won't bring back their children. As for Baird and McClare, all the soil from the ground to the bedrock down there was ruined by the bastards. Thanks to the corporate mind, they protected their assets, they're doing fine. Too bad about the Holbrook disaster. drums now. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster. That metal drum a little faster, yeah. Beat that metal drum a little faster now. Beat that metal drum now. Beat that metal drum now. Beat that metal drum.
Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. Of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Close the mine in this town, it made uranium. I could raise a crop out of anything that grows. I used to brag about the money that it brought me. Well, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose. I had an old white house with a view in North Kentucky. New black trim around the top window. 60 years of a steady sound foundation. Sure didn't count for much when the river rose. No, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose. Inch by inch and day by day, we watched her creep on in, sweep it all away. Sure as man lays claim to the land, she will surely show who has the upper hand. Upper hand. 5 miles of sand and a flood wall from the 50s. 7 engineers stepping on each other's toes. Well, it sure did cost a lot to try and stop her. Well, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose. And the cars and the roads and the rooftops all sail southward, along with the very last hope anybody knows. And it seems like all the prayers we said on Sunday, well, they sure didn't count for much when the river rose. Inch by inch and day by day, we watched her creep on in, sweep it all away. Sure as man lays claim to the land, will surely show who has the upper hand, the upper hand. All the words of wisdom from the first flood, 37 along the Ohio, they won't take away one drop of this black mud. And they sure didn't count for much when the river rose. At a stretch of land in southern Indiana, I could raise a crop out of anything that grows. I used to brag about the mud that brought me. Well, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose. No, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose. Whoa, it sure didn't count for much when the river rose.
That was Tanya Savory, Down to Town. It's her release. We heard When the River Rose. We heard Cozy Sheridan from her great release. From her great release, Grand Design, doing Don't Go in the Water. We heard Tom Lehrer, good old Tom Lehrer, doing Pollution, and Patty Larkin's Metal Drums. So we're going to move on to more bad weather wreaking havoc because of climate change. Here to set us off is Steve Martin.
More bad weather on the way.
Corn and it's covered the track. Now I wonder if I'll get my baby back, and I'll see you. porch watching that river rise. It's creeping all around me right before my very eyes. The river's got the corn and it's covered the track. Now I want a reef, I'll get my baby back and I'll see you when the water goes down.
Flood water spreading all around. Flood water spreading all around. People everywhere trying to make higher ground. Many met their maker in a watery grave. Many met their maker in a watery grave. If your neighbor had a boat, well, you might have been saved. Might have been saved. Bibles floating in the water, had to leave it all behind. Bibles floating in the water, had to leave it all behind. Sister had a vision, church paid her no mind. Paid her no mind. People straddling their rooftops, water reaching to their knees. People straddling their rooftops, water reaching to their knees. Heard the preacher holler, Lord, 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 have mercy if you please. Thank you. flood water far as my eyes could see. Flood water far as my eyes could see. 1927, never leave my memory. Never leave my memory.
Nowhere new. Hot summer, summer.
way.
In white man's history, there'd never been a flood in the Big Thompson Canyon. But on a cool July evening in 1976, 11 inches of rain fell in less than an hour. And the water rose over 30 feet, raging down through the canyon, destroying everything in its path. That night I chanced to sit near a couple of highway patrolmen drinking coffee in a truck stop, and they were discussing a fellow trooper who had been killed in the flood. It seems Kenneth Purdy had been told to seek higher ground, but instead had turned his car and raced the water down the canyon, saving dozens of lives before it finally caught him. They said his last words were, "My car won't move, the mud is up to the windows, here comes the water." This is to Kenneth Purdy, wherever he may be.
Just about sundown, the wind got strange. Coming off the prairie like the tide. Spilling down the never summer range. Old man wind on a nighttime ride. Fireballs on the telephone wire. Lightning all over the park. Somewhere in the distance there's a fire. The rains begin, it gets dark. 3 feet of water running the street. Picking up speed, picking up power. There were the two rivers meet. They say it hit 50 miles an hour. Nowhere for the water to go but down. Down the Big Thompson it did roll. Everyone in Estes Park town listening heard it on the radio.
Heard Steve Martin's banjo intermittent there with the Bad Weather songs. We heard Chuck Pyle, Here Comes the Water, Miranda Hardy, Revenge of the Fire Embers, Eric Bibb, Flood Water, Michael and Gloria Baumeister, When the Water Goes Down. There's an hour on climate change. set lists at my Facebook page, Folk Plus Radio, and my website is folkplusradio.com. You can email me at folkplus@gmail.com. And I'll be here next week, same time, for Folk Plus.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
Does your significant other make you feel like you're important to them?
He just didn't text me, like, often enough or kind of speedily enough. And I realized later, it just, the lack of texting, that lack of responsiveness did not make me feel loved.
The distinction between being loved and feeling loved. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR. Monday afternoon at 2 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.